Suppose a teller was employed by a bank and stole $100 from her cash drawer. We would define that broadly as fraud. But if she earns $500 a week and falsely calls in sick one day, we might call that abuse, even though each has the exact same economic impact on the company. She's working 5 days per week, it's $100 per day. She calls in sick. When she's not sick, it's $100. She steals the $100, the impact is the same. But we tend to have a perception that, one is not so very serious. You know, you stay at home a couple of days of the month, you may get a warning from your boss. The other one, you may get jailed. And I think we have to, in the discussion, bring that out, the impact of occupational abuse, that the economic impact on companies, on an organization is a serious, could be very significant.